Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you're created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you to the show today. Today we're going to be talking about arthritis and pain. So pain from arthritis and just arthritis in general. I haven't talked about that topic in a while. I think it's just important. Again, I always bring topics up that my patients are asking me about. And one of the things that people are just keep asking me about is arthritic pain and different changes that are taking place in their bodies. So definitely a hot topic of information coming your way. So, but before I get into that, of course, I want to let you know, there's a million and one ways you can reach us and find us. So you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on Instagram at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can find us by calling our office 937-552-7364. You can also find us by searching for our website. Our website is AskDrJuan.com. You can also text our number. That number is 937-552-7364. You can also find these shows that we've done in the past, this one along with the other ones, that'll be obviously then archived on podcast via iTunes. So you can search for Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan, and then it'll come up on podcast. At that point, you can obviously, you can obviously listen to this show or any other shows we've done in the past if you want to share with somebody. The options are limitless when it comes to, you know, hanging on to the information, listening to it, applying it, etc. And obviously, there's a plethora, over 200 archive shows that you can go back to and listen. So, of course, I like to share why it is that I get on radio every single time I get on radio. It grounds me. It allows me to focus my heart, my energy, and my mind as to why it is that I share all kinds of different information about healthcare and how to achieve health naturally without drugs and surgery. And it all comes down to my mom. My mom called me 9 years ago to tell me, of course, devastating news that she had been diagnosed with breast cancer. When she tells me, she starts crying on the phone, and of course, I start crying immediately after, and it's because my mom is my hero. I saw my mom struggle day in and day out as a single mother of three to put food on the table and a roof over our head. So when I asked my mom at that moment, what are you going to do? She says, son, I know what I'm not doing. I'm not doing chemo and radiation. And of course, at that moment, my heart sunk, and I'm like, well, what do you mean you're not doing that? And I'm like, well, it's like I seen the results that my friends and family have gotten, and I don't want to do that. And I'm okay. Of course, at that moment, I'm like, well, I'm scared. I don't know what to do. I am in the middle of chiropractic school. My wife and I are both, you know, chiropractic students. We're stressed to the gills. By the way, we also had less than 1 year old daughter, roughly almost a year old daughter at that time. So we're literally just like, the last thing we needed is one of our parents to have cancer. And I'm like, I don't know what to do, but I know that I'm going through school right now and I'm learning how the body functions. And I'm understanding neurology and all these different things. Not that I'm not a neurologist by any means, but understand enough about the nervous system and how it functions. And I'm like, you know what? Mom, let's just check the system that controls all systems, which is the neurological system, central nervous system, peripheral nervous system. So let's just check that and see, make sure that your brain and your body are communicating effectively. Let's give your body the best opportunity of surviving as natural as possible, as long as possible, if you're not going to do the conventional treatment. So we got her spine checked because obviously the reason we checked the spine, and I know I talk about this story and I said it hundreds of times, but a lot of people are like, well, what is the nervous system to do with the spine? Well, a lot, as a matter of fact. If you know just even a little bit of, about the spine, you know, the bones, your backbone, obviously your backbone cannot just be one solid bone like a femur. It was chopped up. When God was creating us, like, you know what? You need to be flexible. You need to be able to bend over and pick up your kids. So we're not going to just put a backbone that's actually nice and stiff. We're going to chop it up into little parts. Those are called vertebra. And then, by the way, let's have it serve two purposes. Let's actually not only have it, you know, be the anchor to, you know, your ribs and everything else. Let's actually also run the spinal cord through it because that needs to be protected. And it seems as though if it's bone, it's going to be protected in that bone. It's kind of like a armor. So let's put this, you know, the spinal cord inside of the actual bones, the spine, the vertebra. That's why I was like, you know, well, let's check the highway communication. It's a cable you're checking to make sure that the brain and the body are communicating effectively. So we got our spine checked. And obviously, if your brain controls everything, it controls healing, it controls everything. So I'm like, let's just make sure everything's communicating effectively. So we got the spine checked. We got the x-rays, and we saw that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. Her neck was completely straight, which is not normal. And then we took another x-ray from the front to back view, and we saw that she had a deviation out to the side in the middle of her back, like between her shoulder blades, T1 to T7 area. And when I saw that, I'm like, you know what? That can't be good. And at that moment, I'm like, well, those are the same nerves that come out of there, go to the breast, the heart, the lungs, et cetera. I'm like, you know, and then even further, my brain went to like, you know what? And then furthermore, I remember my mom always suffering from upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, chronic sinus infections. And every single time she went to the doctor at those moments back then, she always got the same answer. That answer was a medication and surgery. She never did surgery, but she got medication. So, you know, when I asked my mom, like, finally, like, why are you doing things different now? Like, you've been doing the same thing over and over for many years. Like, why are you doing things different? Why are you doing things like not normal, you know, normal accepted ways? She says, son, it's simple. Normal has not worked for me, any of my family members in the past. I don't want to take those chances because I got grandkids, and I'm finally realizing that I'm going to die at some point, and the finality of life starting to hit me, and I want to be there for those grandkids in the future. And four of those grandchildren she's talking about are my kids: Eden, who's 10 years old, Eve, who's 8, Jean-Luc, who's 5, Ellery, who's 2 years old. So my mom chose to do something different because she wanted to have a different experience. And because of that, my mom is still alive today. Now, again, 9 years post-diagnosis, although she was told, if you don't do the conventional treatment, we can't guarantee anything, you might die literally 6 months. So she chose for herself to do something different. My question to everybody, every single time I come on radio, I always ask the same question. Who is responsible for your health? Everybody knows the answer. You are. You're responsible for your own health. So this is where I challenge my patients, and I challenge anybody listening even, like, do something different. Apply one thing you learn once a month or once a week or whatever it is, whatever rhythm you want to do it in, change slowly. Again, nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect, and Dr. Whitney's not perfect. Nobody here in our practice is perfect. But what we're striving for is progress, not perfection, right? If you keep heading down the road you're heading, eventually you're going to have the same unfortunate, miserable, you know, ailments that plagued your family, your parents, grandparents, etc. So this is why I talk about the different topic, to literally enlighten you so you can do something different. So today we're going to be diving into a topic that literally affects thousands, millions of people in America, and that's arthritis. Literally, right now, the most common type of arthritis is osteoarthritis, which affects literally about 33 million Americans. You know, CDC states that there are 58.5 million Americans now suffer from arthritis, right? People over 18 having, obviously, some of these issues, of course. You know, there's junior arthritis, which is very, you know, very rare compared to adult. But arthritis is literally, what is it? It's the breaking down of joints. So joints are where two bones come together. And there's cartilage, there's, you know, synovial fluid, there's sometimes a bursa, which is a little sack of, you know, fluid for prevention of friction. So there's a lot of components inside of this actual, you know, joint. And obviously the cartilage in the joint, which is where two bones cannot come together without some sort of, like, you know, friction reducing. Because if you put two bones together without cartilage, you're going to rub them down because of friction. So in order to reduce that friction, you have to then literally cover them in this thing called cartilage, which is made up of collagen and other things that are connective tissues that are flexible but also strong. So this cartilage covers the ends of bones, so obviously, again, reduces the deterioration. However, the problem is that that's going to happen anyways, because we're all eventually going to die. And obviously, this is just one of the things that is going to happen, right? Again, it depends on what belief system you're part of. For me and my house, we praise the Lord, so we know where we're going after we're done with this life, you know. But nonetheless, at the end of the day, we're eventually going to deteriorate and die. The problem is that it's okay to die and go on to, you know, heaven if you're a believer, right? If you're not, that's between you and God and whatever it is that you decide to do, and no judgment here, whatever. At the end of the day, though, like, legit, you don't want your body to start feeling like it's dying earlier than your expiration date. So just put that in perspective, right? If you use and abuse your body for 25 years, and then you live another 55 years on top of that, right? So now you're looking at after 25, because you abuse and abuse your body for 25 years, and let's say from birth to 25 years old, you've been doing a sport over and over and over, abusing it. Now the knee or the elbow, whatever that you've been using and abusing, is going to be deteriorating. It's going to feel like it's actually like way older, and it's essentially dying sooner than the rest of your body because it's deteriorating, right? So this is where like I just can't wrap my brain around sometimes patients that literally like, hey, Dr. Juan, I've been coming to you for 3.5 weeks. I've had, you know, my pain that I came here with that I've had for 42 years. It's still like really, really bothering me. You know, I just can't understand why I'm not getting better. I can't understand why I do feel a little bit better, but it kind of goes backwards. Or I feel like it's getting better, but it's not as much as I hoped for. All these things that people say, like patients say this stuff, not all the time, but it does happen, right? Let's just walk through this logically. Again, this is not condescending to anybody, and I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but it might come across or sound that way. Let's just put this in perspective. You, patient, who's, you know, let's call you 65 years old, you decided to do nothing but use and abuse your body because you had to, and I get that, and I'm not taking anything away from that. You had to bust your rear to provide for your family, your kids, etc., right? Then you were for 42 years doing the same exact job over and over and over, over and over and over, right? Destroying your spine, your hip, your knee, whatever it is, right? And then you come to a practice, was my practice, any other practice, and I guess I'm also like talking for physical therapists and also like medical doctors because we all feel kind of this way. It's like, you mean to tell me that you want me to fix something you've been destroying for 42 years in about 2 weeks? Let's just, and I actually say that to patients, and they like, and you know what happens, obviously, if you're intelligent enough, you realize that you, literally, people start smirking. They start smirking, and then they chuckle, and then they laugh, and then they make eye contact, and then they nod their head, and they're like, yeah, Dr. Juan, you're right. Yep, I never thought about it that way. I'm like, I know you didn't. That's exactly why I'm saying it. Legitimately, like, you've been destroying your body for 42 years. There's no adjustment we're going to do that's going to take away the pain instantly and fix it all the way in just one time or even two times, even 10 times. Like, unfortunately, some of you have done irreparable damage to your spines, your knees, your elbows, shoulders, whatever. It's going to some patients we take care of, we tell them, like, look, we think we can help you, but right now it's just all about actually maintaining a little bit of what you got and hopefully alleviating some of the pain, because legitimately your x-rays look terrible. And I'm not trying to be mean, I'm just legitimately reporting. And 9 times out of 10, patients are like, yeah, I knew it was going to be bad, you know. But at the end of the day, you have to realize if you've been destroying your spine for a long time and you are going in for healthcare at a healthcare facility, you have to give yourself some grace. Like, you've been doing the wrong thing for a long time. You cannot change it overnight and fix it overnight because that's just not the way body works. So I do have to take a quick break here. You're listening to 1290-957-WHIO, Dan Zuzum Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 957 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. Also want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. If not, you can simply text that number. And again, if you want to come up to one of our upcoming events, of course, last week we had our gut honest truth workshop. It was an amazing turnout. But literally, our upcoming event, our next event that's coming up is on September 18th. It is a dinner with the doc. That dinner, you'll come. I'll talk about health and healing, how you achieve it naturally. So if you're interested in coming to that event, you can text the word dinner to 937-552-7364. A lot of people are wanting to be as healthy as possible, but you have to take action to do so. So coming back from the break, talking about arthritis still and arthritis pain and what is it that creates it? Of course, in the last segment, I just gave an example of some of what our patients deal with. They've been destroying their bodies, unfortunately working a really, really good job, physical, et cetera, or sport or whatever. And then they've abuse and not really taking the best care of their bodies for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And then obviously they come in and they're like perplexed as to why their bodies are not getting better within, you know, the first 2-3 weeks of care. So again, like arthritis is something that's already set in. Once it sets in and starts going, there's no turning back. You can slow it down. Some research shows that you can actually, you know, slow down the degeneration by making sure the alignment of the actual bones are properly aligned so the bone itself can load the other bone through that, you know, cartilage and that actual joint more evenly, not deteriorate one side versus the other faster. But legitimately, once you turn on the arthritis clock, man, it's literally coming, you know? So it's unfortunate because it leads to a lot of nagging aches and pains, stiffness, inability to move properly. The more you use it, the more it hurts. Essentially, that's the whole pathophysiology of arthritis, and that's what it leads to over time. So definitely something that you want to prevent yourself from getting, and even if you do get it, you want to get it as slow as possible, and even if you do have it already, slow down the trajectory of it, right? So let's just explain arthritis here for the next minute as to exactly what it is. So when two bones come together, that's called a joint, right? So the joint comes together, and there's, again, cartilage and different components that just reduce the friction. How does arthritis happen? There's a couple of different ways. Number one, obviously, is the least likely one to cause some issues because it takes such a long time, but you have an injury, right? That's not going to really lead to arthritis right away, right? Then the other two ways is just overuse and abnormal alignment. So overuse is obvious. You use your knees all the time, over and over and over, for an excessive amount of time because you're carrying extra weight, or you run really long distances, or you lift really, really heavy. All those things are going to take a toll on that knee, right? So that's another way. But then another way, this actually is the misalignment. So your knee is not tracking properly. Example, or your vertebra are not lined up correctly, or your shoulder's not tracking correctly. All these things cause for the actual joint to wear faster, no different than a misalignment on your front end of your tires. And then if you need an alignment, you can tell because your tires start wearing away bolder and want the inside or the outside faster than the other side, because literally you're misaligning, you're carrying too much weight and too much wear and tear on that part of the tire. So I do have to take a quick break right now. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290 95.7 WHIO. Dangerous Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you that you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can also text that number, 937-552-7364. You can text anything. You can text new patient if you want to come to our office. Like, you know what? I got arthritis. You're right, Dr. Juan. I've been destroying my body forever. I want to come in and get myself checked out. The initial examination and x-rays is $130. I rarely even talk about this anymore because you can find all this information online, but some of you are not going to go there. So I'll tell you how the process works. New patient appointment, $130. Whenever you hear the radio show or somebody refers you in, we discount that number down by $78 down to just $52. So then that $52 gets you the posture analysis, range of motion, palpation, x-rays, any necessary x-rays for your case at that moment. All of that is in that $52 cost. And then At that moment, we then send you home. We do not adjust in the first visit. It's just, I feel as though it's unsafe. That's just the way I practice, the way I run my practice. That's just the best way that I've seen it work for me. Not judging anybody else that does anything, right? So we send you home, bring you back to a second appointment. We go over, you know, what I found verbally, go over kind of like a quick synopsis, and then get you adjusted if it's safe and feasible. And then we send you home again and then bring you back and show you all of your x-rays, recommendations, plan to fix the problem, not just do a Band-Aid. So if you're interested in that, you can simply text the words new patient to 937-552-7364. Again, serious people only. We want you if you actually want help. If you're just kind of perusing, come to the dinner. The dinner, again, September 18th, is at 6:30 p.m. Basil's in Troy. And then basically at that dinner, it's like, yeah, I'm not really sure if I want to come to your practice. I don't know you. You sound kind of entertaining on radio, but that's as far as I know you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not really sure if I want you to, whatever. You know, I know some people think, right? Not a problem. Come to the dinner. Listen, learn. If it makes sense, you make an appointment. If not, by all means, it's all good. Take our card. If you ever need us in the future, you're more than welcome to utilize our services. If not, that's okay also. At least you leave there with a belly full of food. So again, if you want help, new patient, you kind of want to come directly to the office, like, you know what, I don't need dinner. I'm ready to do something right now. I've been listening to you for like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. I'm ready to go. Some of you are like, I need more information because I'm just a super analytical person. By all means, come to the dinner. Again, you can text the word dinner to 937-552-7364. So coming back from the break right now, talking about arthritis, and, you know, I'm going to dive into a little bit more as to how it actually happens. And then after that, I'm going to talk about some of the natural things you can do for arthritis, which is the biggest thing. Like, a lot of people know they have arthritis, things hurt, they don't really want to deal with it, it's not too fun. But then the unfortunate part is that they actually are forced themselves, unfortunately, because they deteriorate things so fast that they just go ahead and say, you know what, I'm just going to take the over-the-counter medication. And then eventually when it gets really, really bad, they go to the doctors and they give them a prescription medication. After that, then they get injections and they start getting, then it gets literally like just more and more invasive, and eventually you end up with surgery, right? So whether it's the knee, the low back, hip, etc., that's essentially the progression, unfortunately, of arthritis, right? But again, arthritis, for those of you who missed the first you know, half of the show, two joints come together, two bones come together, and a joint is created. So cartilage, synovial fluid, I'm not going to go through all the other components in there. Basically, the cartilage starts wearing down because of collagen wear and tear. Again, three different ways you can develop arthritis. You can actually, there's actually four different ways, but I'm talking about osteoarthritis, which is this three different ways. You can injure yourself, and eventually over time, you will develop osteoarthritis. You know, you can also overwork or overload the joint over time, then that leads to wear and tear and quicker breakdown. Then the last way is the misalignment of the actual, you know, joint itself, right? So, you know, one of the things that, like, one of the little funny, like, fibs that I kind of say to patients from time to time when they're trying to understand, like, well, you know, I think my arthritis comes from blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the people, a lot of people, unfortunately, like, we've been all brainwashed to think, like, everything comes from our parents. Everything that's good you did, or God, if you, you know, obviously, well, again, that's the way you believe. But again, most of us are just naturally fallen because we fall short of the glory every day, right? But legitimately, like, so I'm like, oh, yeah, like, anything good I did, anything bad came from my parents, right? That's typically how it is, especially when it comes to your health. So, legitimately, like, some people think, like, oh, yeah, my parents passed on the arthritic genes. Like, you can have a predisposition to arthritis for, like, rheumatoid arthritis, which is autoimmune, right? You can have also a predisposition for osteoarthritis, but, like, studies are still showing, like, that it's not necessarily every single time. Like, oh, so people tell me, like, oh, Dr. Juan, you know, the reasons people tell me, I'm like, what do you think the arthritis came from? Well, number one, my dad and my mom had it, so that means that I'm going to have it. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not necessarily true. Did you look at the studies of epigenetics? But nonetheless, let's not go down that rabbit hole. Epigenetics basically says that you can actually turn on and off your genes in your body based on your lifestyle and what you do. But nonetheless, let's not walk on that. Well, what other reasons do you think you have arthritis? Well, I'm getting old, Dr. Juan. Okay, well, where's your arthritis? I was like, well, it's on my left knee. Okay, great. Do you have any arthritis in the right knee? Like, no, I don't. My right knee is great, but my left knee, it kills me all the time. Okay. It kills you all the time. Well, and you say is because of what? What's the reason again? Well, arthritis from my parents and also because I'm old. Okay, well, let me just ask you a question. Again, not being a smart aleck, but you, again, to like, it's almost like to hit people with a 2x4, you know, over the head without actually doing that. But like a realization, like wake up, like, hey, how old is your right knee? Just ask that question. How old is your right knee? If the reason why you have arthritis is because you're old, right? Let's just say that, not even like genetics or anything else, right? Is because you're old. Then your left knee is old. Okay, I got it. Yeah, you're 65 years old. Roger that. Sounds good. How old is your right knee? Unless you got to replace, your right knee should be the same exact age as the other one. Unless something different happened when you were coming into this world, and obviously you would have been an anomaly, been in studies, et cetera, et cetera. At the end of the day, the knees are the same age. So it makes no sense for people to say like, oh, yeah, I got arthritis in my left hip, and I think it's because I'm old, but the right one is good. The right one is actually just as old. So if that was the actual deductive reasoning behind that fallacy, which is what you're believing is a fallacy, the deductive reasoning behind that fallacy would be then clearly you should have arthritis in the other side. I mean, if it's age alone, right? But it's beyond that. And this is the part that for me, like, I want to educate you on, because it's not the age. Yes, it definitely plays a role. Yes, it definitely plays a role, you know, that your parents actually have arthritic, you know, issues themselves, and there's a predisposition. You can have like bones or cartilage that's just weaker because of blah, blah, blah. Got that. Yes, roger that. But realistically, it's because you're misaligned. This is why we, as chiropractors, literally help a ton of people with arthritis. Why? Because again, one of the number one reasons for arthritis, injury. Over time, the injury deteriorates that joint and eventually becomes arthritic. Second one is overload. So overdoing, overusing, overbearing, like, you know, bearing too much weight on something. Got it. But the most common reason I see in my practice, again, coming up on like we're literally going to hit our 7th year anniversary this October in just a month here, roughly on the 24th of October, literally, like, it's because of misalignment. So your hip might hurt on the left and you have arthritis in your left hip. Your right hip is fine, but we also, when we look at your x-rays, we see that your left hip is either higher or lower. So you've been abnormally loading that actual hip, which has been then overloading a certain portion of the actual joint capsule, and that's been wearing and tearing faster than the rest of the actual joint capsule. That's what leads to arthritis, right? Then it gets inflamed, it gets stiff, it hurts, it burns, pins and needles, paresthesia, etc. All those things happen. Why? Because literally, you are overloading one side more than the other. So this is why we literally see it in our practice all the time. Dr. Juan, I have arthritis in my knees. Knees, hips, and ankles are like the most common. Of course, shoulders, low back, and neck also very close. But literally, it's like, especially with the analogy of the vehicle, when you get a front end alignment for your vehicle, is to make sure you don't wear and tear your tires faster on one side or the other, or inside or the outside of them, right? You get it aligned so the tire itself is covering the whole surface area of the tire that touches the road. It's evenly distributed whenever that actual tire is on the ground touching the pavement, right? That's the reason why vehicles get aligned. So if a vehicle gets aligned so you don't actually tear up your tires, shouldn't your spine possibly get aligned, or your hips or your knees? Again, we adjust all those things. Why? If your tibia, which is the shin bone, is attached to the thigh bone, the femur, and if that shin bone is actually externally rotating or internally rotating, every step you take, 10,000 steps a day, that's people's goals, right? 10,000 steps. Do you think that's going to wear and tear that, maybe the lateral portion of your condyle on your knee, or the medial portion, or the inside portion? Absolutely, right? So this is why you have to get your spine, your body in proper alignment. It's not just like, oh, go to a chiropractor. Like, also doing, you know, exercises that are actually balancing, core strengthening, that keep things balanced, right? So now I'm going to give you a couple of things that you should do that are natural treatments and solutions for actual arthritis, right? So number one, basic, most basic one, if you have an overloaded knee or a hip or whatever, number one way to actually mitigate overloading it is by reducing the load on it, right? Reducing load on it, losing weight. So that's definitely, you, me, and everybody else in between can lose an extra 10, 15 pounds. We all know it. It's just doing it, right? So I'm on my journey. So is everybody else, right? So definitely reaching, maintaining, and literally continue to manage your body weight is going to be the number one way that you can prevent arthritis. Most people that have severe arthritis, for the most part, that is not related to overuse, is due to misalignment, and it's actually overloading because of the amount of weight they're carrying. Number two, you can improve your diet. So eating things that are actually rich in anti-inflammatory components. So again, this is a list that I almost go through, you know, once a month or maybe every other month. So omega-3 fatty acids, like fish oils, that actually reduce. The most powerful is the EPA fish oil, omega-3 fish oil. That is what is going to reduce inflammation the most, right? You want to also consume high antioxidant foods because, again, they help reduce inflammation, and they also help with the repairing of your actual joint. Another thing that people like to say, well, you don't have arthritis, I don't really want to move around too much. So they kind of like get stagnant and they don't do all that much. And matter of fact, the research shows that the opposite is actually better. So I'm not saying go for like an ultra marathon or like lift 15,000 pounds, but you should actually stay active and moving, because the more you move, the more lubrication that joint gets, and the better it actually feels for you as you go on with your day. So again, do at least about 150 minutes, 90 minutes to 120, 150 minutes per week. So about 30 minutes every day of some sort of movement, especially in that joint that is actually arthritic, that is going to help with the mobility of it. And it also is going to help reduce the actual wear and tear on it, as long as you're not overdoing it. So I do have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dane, Susan, Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to treat to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. If you want to come to our next dinner is on September 18th, Monday night, 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. Again, you come, you listen, you learn something you want to approach and do as far as getting help and healthy from the inside out. Obviously, you sign up at that dinner. If not, obviously, you leave there with a belly full of great food. Again, if you're interested in coming to that dinner, you can text the word dinner to 937-552-7364, which is on September 18th at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. So, again, just kind of landing this plane now, talking about arthritic things, you know, that can help with arthritis, you know, remedies and things that you can do to actually help your arthritis. So, going down the list here, I got a couple more. One of the things is to get chiropractic care. Why? Because, again, we talked about that misalignment of the front end. So just think about a chiropractic adjustment, like taking your vehicle to get a front end alignment, right? So if your vehicle's front end is misaligned, again, you're going to wear and tear those tires faster. They're going to become bolder. Eventually, they're going to wear and tear, and you're going to have to replace them. So instead of doing that, you go and get an alignment of the front end, so then the actual tires can wear evenly, right? And then they last longer, and then you don't have to spend the money on getting brand new tires every couple of years, right? So for that reason, the same exact idea is that if you get your spine adjusted, not only your spine, we can actually adjust any joint in the body, like TMJ. People have TMJ pain, right? Temporomandibular joint. So their jaw is out of position, we can adjust that. Knee is out of position, we can adjust that. Ankle's out of position, we can adjust. We can adjust the spine, we can adjust any joint in the body. So if the joint is misaligned and you're wearing and tearing that actual cartilage, and you know, reducing the collagen, you know, in the matrix in that actual cartilage, you're going to have inflammation that's going to cause pain. So this is the number one reason people come to our practice. Of course, I have to take people from the mindset of, hey, I have pain and I want help with my pain, to, yes, I want to help you with your pain, but I want you to prevent yourself from ever having pain. And actually, not even that, I want you to live the full life to the best of your ability, which is why, again, our show's name is Live the Full Life, and the name of our practice is Full Life Chiropractic, because we want you to live a full, healthy, wholesome life without drugs and surgery. So chiropractic care, if you live near us, of course, you can check us out. If not, still go find a chiropractor that kind of resonates with that idea of, like, no drugs, drugs minimal, only when needed, no surgeries as the surgeries as the absolute last resort. Those doctors are going to be the ones that actually are going to point you and steer you in the right direction when it comes to doing things to align your spine, your body, your knees, your et cetera, so you don't wear and tear as fast, and then you don't need a surgery or have arthritic, you know, changes as fast. So that's why I would recommend, and that's what I would say, chiropractic is a very, very intelligent thing to do when it comes to arthritic changes and the issues that you're having. Another thing you can do is consume ginger and turmeric. The reason why is that both of these have an analgesic and an anti-inflammatory effect. So analgesic is just a actual word that basically says algia and analgesic and anti or against actual pain, so no, reducing pain. Anti-inflammatory, obviously, anti-inflammation. So again, very important that you consume things as such, because they will help your body's actual inflammatory response, which again is normal and it's natural. But if you're wearing and tearing every day, that inflammation gets worse and worse, obviously becomes cumbersome, painful, and you cannot function effectively. And one of the other things you can do is take proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes are basically enzymes that help you digest food, but it's been shown in studies that, you know, enzymes like bromelain and also trypsin, chymotrypsin, these are, these are enzymes that actually can reduce inflammation systemically. And they've been shown in studies to actually really help with rheumatoid arthritis specifically, because it actually helps calm down those inflammatory markers that spike up when you do have that disease process going on. So again, you can introduce these along with, you know, other supplements, along with chiropractic care, and along with everything else we talked about today. And again, that's going to help you reduce inflammation and pain when it comes to arthritis, right? So I am out of time. If you want more information about arthritis, and if you are dealing with it and you've done everything I talked about, obviously we are not better, we're not worse, we're just different. Give us a shot. If you want a different experience, and to get different results, you got to try something different. So give us a shot. If that's something you're interested in doing, again, our number is 937-552-7364. You can text that number, new patient. Again, you'll get that discount instead of 130 down to 52. If not, you can come to the dinner again September 18th at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. So thanks so much for joining me. We talked about arthritis today. You all have a blessed weekend. Again, you're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290 95.7 WHIO, Dave Susan Talk. The power's on, the body heals.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.